is running the board. We're well under control so far, Rev. Good job.
Well, give me time, Bill. We might slide off the road yet here.
Let's be careful.
Yeah.
One of the biggest losses in 2013 was the loss of trees, Sioux Falls, and in an area all the way to Laverne. Dr. John Ball, Mr. Tree, not only in South Dakota, but in our entire state, not only South Dakota State, but in our entire state, called the loss of the generation of trees a bigger loss than the thousands of cattle lost in the West, even though the loss for each was far different. One of the concerns we had as we visited with John and our friends at the Landscape Garden Center was the number of so-called phonies that were helping with cleanup. Just came in, they talked about that they could help, then didn't. People were concerned. And just a dozen or so, maybe 20 arborists who specialized were here when we had the biggest loss of trees we've had in a long, long time. One of those that has studied, got his master's under Dr. Ball, has moved to the Sioux Falls area. He's with us today, and that's Sam Kaiser, consulting arborist. Now, the official title would be?
Well, I'm a consulting arborist, yeah. My certification is I'm a board-certified master arborist through the International Society of Arboriculture. So
now that we've made that legal and official, the concern we have when we start talking about wind chill, 40 below zero, and the fact that we've got the cold temperatures, we're like, these are big trees. They wouldn't be affected. Are they affected by this cold?
Well, they're not affected by the wind chill, no. And the temperatures, really, they're not affected by it. It more goes with, as the winter goes on, is how cold the soil temperatures get. You know, typically, if you have your normal winter with normal snowfalls and things like that, the soil temperatures don't get probably don't even get below zero around here. But with these cold snaps like we have, if we have too many more of them, and then a lack of snow cover, you know, basically insulation, soil temps could get down lower, and some of those borderline hardy trees could then become damaged without some proper care ahead of time.
All right.
So it's possible. But one day of negative 25 weather or 17 below, whatever it was when I came here this morning, not going to hurt the trees.
All right. So people that are concerned about keeping their pipes wrapped, keeping their cars running, the trees are something they should keep an eye on. But you don't have to put blankets on them.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. You don't have to protect them. Like the trees are a real interesting thing in our landscape. Everybody can relate to trees. Ever since way back in history, everybody's always been involved with trees. There's trees involved with all sorts of things in history. But when it comes down to their care, it's always preventative maintenance. You know, if you've got a tree in your backyard that was sick this fall and you want to do something to it, chances are you might be a little bit late to the game. So the best option you have as far as keeping your trees healthy and alive and providing the values that they do is to take care of them ahead of time before you see signs of stress, before you see signs of damage, insect problems, things like that.
Sam Kaiser, consulting arborist. And one of the ways that people can communicate with you is social media.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, Google Plus, and we've got a great website with a lot of good information, a blog. So you can go to that. It's aspenarbo.com. So it's aspenarbo.com. And you find our link to our Facebook page there. Go on our Facebook page, click the like button, and then ask away. And I'll answer some of your questions. And if you need me to come out, I'm available for consultations in the Sioux Falls area. If you need to send out a tweet for a picture or something like that, you can do that too. My goal of now moving to this area as a consulting arborist is to help people with their trees, to keep them healthy and strong. We can provide consultations. We can provide planting plans. We can provide pretty much if it has to do with a tree, we've got the knowledge and expertise to take care of your needs as far as from anything from the basics of starting all the way up to appraisals and risk management, the whole nine yards.
Now, if you're saying, gee, I'm glad we got this arborist here, but did he come from Georgia? Did he come from Arizona? You're actually from Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in northwest Minnesota, Thief River Falls, and then went to school at South Dakota State for 6 years where I got my bachelor's and master's degree. Married a wonderful lady from Bridgewater, And we moved up to Crookston, Minnesota for the last 8 years and just kind of got a hankering to come back to the state. We missed it. So we just moved back down here and hopefully going to stay for the long haul. So.
And you did work some radio at Grand Forks.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a radio show. It was called How's Your Aspen? And we talked about tree care topics and stuff for the Grand Forks area. And it went very, very well. And had a lot of people call with questions and concerned about the health of their trees, and understandably so. And I feel the Sioux Falls area has a lot of concerns and questions, and I'm here to help out as much as I can.
And we're glad to have Sam Kaiser, a consulting arborist, with us. A year ago, we were hearing the home builders, we were hearing Dr. Ball, we were hearing our friends at Landscape Garden Center saying, look, not everybody is an arborist. Not everybody is educated in that degree. Somehow, we got a lot of trees planted and went through maybe the roughest 12 months we've had on the tree side. What do people miss when they hear somebody say that they're an arborist and they perhaps aren't?
Well, if you're going to hire a tree care contractor to work on your trees or anything else like that, first thing is obviously make sure that they've got insurance. That's going to be one of the big things. If they're insured, that's going to tell you that they're actually trying to operate a business, not just make some money on the side. And then beyond that, there's a South Dakota certified arborist that's out there. There's the ISA, the International Society of Arboriculture, has a certified arborist. And then my certification, the board certified master arborist, is the highest certification you can get within the tree care industry. So I kind of on that top tier of certifications and verifying that I have the knowledge and expertise. But, you know, if you're interested in have your trees pruned or something like that, you can call me and I can consult you on exactly what may need to be done or may not need to be done. Or if you're, you know, there's plenty of good tree care contractors in the city, but, you know, you just got to start off with that, making sure they're insured and then see if they've got any certifications or qualifications that do that. It's not just somebody that can, you know, that wants the firewood or something like that. It's a very dangerous industry, and you don't want to be liable for hiring somebody that doesn't know what they're doing and then gets hurt, because that starts ending to a lot of tricky situations there. So it's, you know, it's imperative that at least the insurance thing is found. And so
Sam Kaiser, a consulting arborist. Now, there would be a lot of people that lost trees last year that all didn't get them replanted. What should they consider this year, and how quickly can they start planting?
Yeah. Sorry, Bill. I got to correct you. It's Kaiser. My last name is Kaiser. But that's okay. We
don't feel bad, because he screws up about every other name that comes through.
I know, but
here,
I mean,
I can't be one to talk about names. I'm bad with names too. I kind of probably forget my son's name if I didn't say it every day. So, but with replanting and getting new trees, the biggest thing is variety. You know, the days of going out and buying five of all one species of tree and then putting in your yard so they all look beautiful, you know, they all look the same and look all pretty, that's not smart. Go, if you're going to start a new planting plan or you want to plant a new tree, look around your neighborhood, look around your yard, and plant something that you don't have. The biggest thing in having a great variety is, you know, Emerald ash borer, I'm sure we can talk about that on a different show. When that gets here, not if, but when it does, you know, the problems we're going to have with the large amounts of green ash that are everywhere is we're going to lose a huge chunk of our urban forest because we have such a monoculture of green ash everywhere. But if you diversify, if you've got multiple different species and multiple different genres and families of trees around in your yard, the chances of you losing them all are very slim. So, you know, don't just get caught up in the hype of the newest, greatest, hottest tree out there and plant a bunch of them. Pick a variety. It may not be the glamorous thing to do, but you're going to have more trees in your yard throughout the rest of your life and all the next generations to follow than the potential of losing them all because of some new disease or some common problem or some big stress event like a drought or an ice storm or, you know, what have you. So diversity is the key.
All right. Your social media contacts?
Yeah. We're on Facebook. It's aspen.arbor.solutions or Aspen Arboriculture Solutions. We're on Twitter at Aspen Arbo. Again, you can just go to our website, aspenarbo.com, and all the links are there. You can reach me by phone, area code 218-289-4862, or you can shoot me an email, sam@aspenarbo.com. And I'd love to help people with their tree care questions, and you know, keep the Sioux Falls area urban forest as healthy and thriving as possible.
Sam Kizar.
Yeah.
Consulting arborist. Look forward to visiting with you and you helping our trees.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bill. We'll look forward to the next time.